Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My message to the youth is to be strong no matter what you're going through. So if you need help, seek help. If you're on a professional help, seek help. Surround yourself with people that'll help you, that'll listen to you, that's your best interest. Whatever you want to do in life, find something that you don't mind doing for the rest of your life. Find something that you like. And even if it seems like it's impossible, it's very, very possible. So don't get nervous. If you have a big goal, just chip away at it until you get to where you need to be.
I mean, throughout life, there's always going to be a lot of discouraging people that, you know, use the word can't and try to hold you back. But you just got to stay true to yourself and make sure that, you know, you're aware of your potential. And make sure that you know that we all human beings, we all on the same earth. So with that being said, you can achieve anything, if not more than what you see other people achieve. And that's facts. Make sure to stay grounded with your family. And just don't give up, because a year ago, I was finna quit this shit. Like, I wasn't finna quit this shit, but I was finna stop taking this seriously. Like, it was gonna be like a hobby instead of a passion, you know? Because, I mean, I feel like after a certain point in the artist, whether they want to admit it or not, if they're not seeing your results, they're going to start doubting themselves. And I took that shit to the max. So it was kind of all bad, but I'm glad I kept going, because look, now, like, shit's paying off. So I think the main advice I'd give myself is just to not give up and keep striving. You know, obviously, relationship love is different, but we have a good relationship with your parents, you know for a fact that person loves you and that you love that person. You could be just as certain about, you know, your partner, like, you know, for a fact that you love them, and you know, for a fact that they love you. So, like, it's just a feeling. Like, you know what it is when you feel it. But if you never felt it before, it'll tweak you the fuck out. You feel like real love. It's just at the end of the day, all this shit is like a blessing. And, like, everything, though, even all this shit, like, when people switch up and, like, you know how people like, oh, you acting all Hollywood and that, like, all that shit is good, because it shows you how people react to you when you go through different phases of your life. So, like, all, like, you know, all the fake shit exposing itself, all the, like, the fake family members come out the woodwork.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, a couple times, just a couple extended family members I ain't never really talked to like that. It just popped up, like, yo, you know, acting more friendly and, you know, see, shit like that you're supposed to see from, like, a mile away, though. And, like, just being able to say that I experienced it kind of just, you know, makes me more aware of shit. Grade school, I did a lot of sports. I played basketball, I played baseball. I was just average good, you know. So, like, it's 30 other people just as good as me, if not better, on the court. At music, I was over average at, and I gave it my all, and it came easy. So that's just something that I always excelled in. Even when I was playing piano, playing guitar, whatever, I always just excelled in music. So why not take it as far as it can go? You gotta be able to read people, like, yo, is this person gonna be toxic to my life? Is this person gonna be fake? Are they gonna do me wrong, stab me in the back, take advantage of me, whatever? Or are they gonna be a good friend, a good homie, a good whoever the fuck that person may be to you? Are they gonna be a good dad? Are they gonna, like, you know, help you out in tough times like you would help them out in tough times? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you gotta have a balance, because it's like, you can't just shun everybody and cut everybody off. You miss opportunities like that. and you miss chances to establish friendships and even excel in life. You never know who knows who when you run into people. Like, you never know. You gotta know how to operate. It's like a balance to this shit. Some people are cool to keeping your life but at a distance. Some people are cool to keep close, and some people are cool to not even see them.
Right.
At the end of the day, I like to make people happy. You know, like I like to spread joy. I like to make people happy. I like to, like, create connections with music and, you know, vibes and bring people together. And I think that's the main thing. That's why, like, you see me, like, when I be playing, so I just be looking, because I be like, I like seeing joy, because it brings me joy, you know? I'm not necessarily the most joyful person in the world, but that's one thing that does make me happy, making music, especially that other people can relate to, and that makes them see it, it makes them happy. It's like good energy. It's almost like the law of the universe type shit, you know? You reciprocate the shit, so. The love for music, the shit is like, music gets me high. You know, other people say that, but, like, I think this shit really gets me high.
Right.
It puts me in another place. Music has intoxicating effects on me and myself. So, like, I've always been attracted to music. And then to be able to have a platform to make the thing that I'm attracted to and be, like, the creator of the shit that people fuck with, it puts me in just a mindset where that's all I want to do. I love performing, too, but I think I love recording the most, love creating and recording the most.
Mm.
I was having, like, relationship troubles at the same time. It felt like my music wasn't going to where I wanted it to go. And my grades were fucked up in high school. And it was time, like, to, you know, for colleges to start looking at motherfuckers. And I wasn't on any, like, sports teams or none of that. So I'm like, bro, what the fuck am I going to do after high school? Like, you know? And I was just, I'd be sitting in my room just going crazy over this shit. And it's weird because it's not like I didn't understand this shit. Like, I used to, like, my ACT score was high as shit. I got, like, a 24 or some shit. So, like, I was smart as hell. I just, being in school just wasn't for me. And my music in my head wasn't where I thought it should be. So it was just like, what the fuck do I do? And I didn't want to work no regular job or none of that shit. So I was literally just walking around and living my life in confusion, trying to figure out what was the next move. And something just told me to keep pushing music, just keep making, arguing with certain people, just, like, you know what I'm saying, just absorbing shit and obtaining knowledge. I just became, I feel like, a wiser person and a more aware person of what's going on in my surroundings and, like, myself and shit. And money, of course, that's cool. It feels good to be financially stable and to be able to have fun without worrying about expenses. Obviously, that's fun, but I feel like the shit that sticks more is the shit that you learn mentally, spiritually, all that shit. So success is me waking up every day and for me to do, like, me being able to do whatever the fuck I want comfortably without having to worry about anything. If I want to wake up and donate $10 billion to a charity, I can without having to feel like, damn, that shit just hurt my pockets. You know what I'm saying? Or if I want to live in fucking France for, like, 6 months. And, you know, just being able to literally do whatever the fuck I want comfortably and not have a worry. Make sure my family and all my close ones are taken care of. That's success in my eyes.
Yeah.
Before I get up out of here, I want to tell you that you can do anything you put your mind to, period. As long as you work hard, give it your all, and don't listen to what anybody got to say. It's your world. You can do what you want. Oh, bro. Period. Always remember that. I love every single last one of y'all. Everybody get home safe. Gang, gang.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.